O Malicorne, bad-hearted man. O Montalais, ungrateful girl. The young man leant with his elbow upon the window frame. Montalais took a book and opened it. Malicorne stood up, brushed his hat with his sleeve, smoothed down his black doublet. Montalais, though pretending to read, looked at him out of the corner of her eye. Good, cried she, furious. He has assumed his respectful air, and he will pout for a week. A fortnight, mademoiselle, said Malicorne, bowing. Montalais lifted up her little doubled fist. Monsieur, said she, oh, that I were a man. What would you do to me? I would strangle you. Ah, very well then, said Malicorne. I believe I begin to desire something. And what do you desire, Monsieur Demon, that I should lose my soul from anger? Malicorne was rolling his hat respectfully between his fingers, but all at once he let fall his hat. He seized the young girl by the shoulders, pulled her towards him, and sealed her mouth with two lips that were very warm for a man pretending to not so much indifference. Aura would have cried out, but the cry was stifled in his kiss. Nervous and apparently angry, the young girl pushed Malicorne against the wall. Good, said Malicorne, philosophically. That's enough for 6 weeks. Adieu, mademoiselle. Accept my very humble salutation. And he made 3 steps toward the door. Well, no, you shall not go, cried Montalais, stamping with her little foot. Stay where you are. I order you.
You order me?
Yes, am I not mistress?
Of my heart and soul, without doubt.
A pretty property. Ma foi, the soul is silly and the heart dry. Beware, Montalais, I know you, said Malicorne. You are going to fall in love with your humble servant. Well, yes, said she, hanging round his neck with childish indolence rather than with loving abandonment. Well, yes, for I must thank you, at least.
And for what?
For the commission. Is it not my whole future?
And mine.
Montalais looked at him. It is frightful, said she, that one can never guess whether you are speaking seriously or not.
I cannot speak more seriously. I was going to Paris. You are going there. We are going there.
And so it was for that motive only you have served me, selfish fellow. What would you have me say, Aura? I cannot live without you.
Well, in truth, it is just so with me. You are, nevertheless, I must be confessed, a very bad-hearted young man.
Aura, my dear Aura, take care. If you take to calling me names again, you know the effect they produce upon me, and I shall adore you. And so saying, Malicorne drew the girl a second time towards him. But at that instant a step resounded on the staircase. The young people were so close that they would have been surprised in the arms of each other if Montalais had not violently pushed Malicorne, with his back against the door, just then opening. A loud cry, followed by angry reproaches, immediately resounded. It was Madame de Saint-Remy who uttered the cry in the angry words. The unlucky Malicorne almost crushed her between the wall and the door she was coming in at.
"It is again that good-for-nothing," cried the old lady, "always here."
"Ah, madame," replied Malicorne in a respectful tone, "it is 8 long days since I was here."